the Vox Markets podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Drilling news out today from Rome Resources, the Kalayi project this time in the spotlight. Here to tell us more about the developments there, it's Paul Barrett. Paul, what's been going on at Kalayi?
Hi, morning. Well, we've been drilling, as you know, we've been drilling on both Kalayi and Montagoma since September now, and we're still drilling away. So what's happened on Kalayi is we've got a couple of holes back in terms of the official assays from the lab. So we've just put those into the model. In terms of what we're seeing effectively a continuous sequence of tin mineralization all the way along this 600 meter primary target zone that we have. I mean, if we look at the Kalayi map, we see that there's a number of kind of discrete on echelon zones going through that 600 meter sequence, all of which are tin bearing. We also have the secondary targets to the northwest and the southeast, which we haven't touched yet. We haven't drilled. And the geological model there really is essentially a shear zone. And what's happening where we're drilling is a kind of a transferred zone through from one part of the shear zone to another. And that allows a bit of extension, a bit of accommodation space for mineralization. But it also means that perhaps to the northwest and the southeast, we still have the tin mineralization. So that's something for, you know, the future. At the moment, we're concentrating on that central portion, which will be what we will use for our resource estimates that we will do quite shortly once these last two holes have been drilled.
So just tell us a little bit about the grades that you've been encountering in the latest assays and what it means for the project in general.
So it's primarily between 1 and 2%, that kind of range, which is a pretty good grade in terms of kind of world-class tin grades around the world. We do have an interesting hole that we've just been drilling. We haven't got the actual assays back yet, but this is a 10 meter zone in the deeper part of the section where we're hoping to see some pretty good improvement. And again, it goes to the model of these grades will improve as you go deeper. So it's a matter of drilling shallow, seeing what we have, and then seeing where to go. And that's definitely the case on Montagoma, which, as you know, is a few kilometers to the east, is a bit more of a complex deposit in terms of the mineralization. I mean, if we look at the map there, we've got, which is basically a tin anomaly. And then we've been drilling all the way down, about a kilometer section through here. The holes that I've got out kind of identified on that screenshot, 16 and 17, we've just released the assays from that. So we're starting to see, as we go deeper, we're getting out of the copper and into the tin and copper transition zone, we should say, getting down into the deeper tin. So we've got two holes drilling at the moment with one rig actually on standby, but it'll be drilling soon, to go deeper into the system and chase the tin. And to the north there, you've got hole 18, which is really amazing. It's 100 meter or so copper sulfide zone, which is pretty impressive. To the north of there, we think as the system plunges to the northwest, the tin will be quite deep. So again, this is another thing for chasing further out in the next phase, perhaps. And in terms of the resource numbers here, we've still got quite a bit of drilling to do. So I think we're a couple of months out before we do that work.
So we've been looking at some maps. Perhaps it would be useful to make clear exactly how extensive your land position is and how much possibly there could be in terms of prospectivity that you haven't really looked at yet.
Well, that's right. With the geochemical, so it's about 40 square kilometers, which is, you know, a pretty modest area directly to the north of the Alphamin tract. And so Rome initially, two or three years ago, did a geochemical soil sample survey over it. It didn't cover everything. And so there are a number of areas of interest in terms of topographic ridges going on the right trend, the trend towards down to Alphamin, that we are actually, as we speak, taking more geochemical soil samples. So there's preliminary work going on there for additional potential spreading out from where we are. That's right.
And I mean, you mentioned a moment ago about the work that's still ongoing in terms of the drilling. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect in the coming weeks and months as regards to that.
Yes, well, as I said, Kalai is pretty much towards the end of that phase of drilling that will take us to a resource number. So we will finish up two holes, probably the best part of a month, maybe slightly less. So mid to late February. And then we'll do the resource numbers, which probably take about a month, I would think. So by the end of March, we should have that resource out. Montagoma is coming on behind. As I say, there's more drilling to do, more deeper drilling. That generally takes more time. And therefore, we'll be looking at a resource probably into April, I would think, just into Q2.
And what sort of significant insights can you give about the nature of that resource at this stage? I mean, can we read anything into the grades and the depths that you've gone to at Kalai or and or at Mount Montagoma? Is there anything useful that we can conclude in advance of the actual numbers?
Well, I'm not so sure. I think the only concrete conclusion is that both of these are open at depth, and therefore, it'll be a minimum number that we would hope to be able to increase as time goes on with further drilling. So it's not as though it's a confined ore body and that's it. We are open at depth.
And
And also, sorry, and also to the northwest and southeast in both cases.
you mentioned Rome, the Rome announcement today mentioned the tin price as being at around $30,000, I believe. What's your feeling about what that means and where it might go from here?
Well, it's quite interesting when we started looking at this, when we were doing the RTO, it was about 30,000. So, and it has been over the years, over the previous decades, it's been quite volatile, we should say. So it does appear to have stabilized at around about $30,000 a ton, which is nice, a nice figure. It's a very healthy figure if you look at, for example, Alphamin down the road there. Producing costs are about $12,000 a ton, and so therefore there's a huge margin. On that 30,000 tin price that the business is basically a cash machine. And so we think that will not go away in terms of the upward pressure on the price. There's a lot of supply issues in Myanmar and in East Asia. And there's also huge demand coming from AI, electrification of the energy sector, et cetera, et cetera. Everything that's electronic needs tin to stick it together. There's no substitute. So, and it's a relatively small market. Alphamin down the road produce, up to 7% of the world's tin. So one mine can be very influential in the market.
Well, we look forward to the journey that Rome's taking towards bringing on the next significant tin mine. Thanks very much for talking us through that this morning, Paul Barrett.
No problem. Thanks, Hanson.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.